From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his music, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Stars and Stripes, played by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. And now we present Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's outstanding young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, he finally did it.
Who finally did what?
Orson Welles just declared war on himself.
Good old Skelton, always kidding. Yeah. Say, Red, have you got your new automobile license plates yet?
No, my uncle hasn't had time to make them.
Now, Red, you don't mean it. Your uncle really doesn't make license plates, does he?
Yes, he does. It breaks the monotony. You know, he gets pretty bored just making $5 bills all the time. But I really did go down to the for my license plates today, Bradley.
Uh-huh.
And boy, what a long line of people.
Oh, did you have to wait in line a long time?
Yeah, but I wasn't the only one. There was a guy in front of me with a long white beard. And I said, are you waiting for your license plates for 1942? He says, no, 1492. I'm Columbus. Well, when I finally got to the window to get my license plates, I bought them for Arizona.
Oh, really? A long line, huh?
Oh, long line. You don't know the half of them. Oh, and when the license clerk saw my name on the application blank, he says, you have a good civilian car, don't you? I says, well, yes. He says, what do you need license plates for? You'll be walking soon.
Say, Red, has the steel shortage affected the license plates?
Yeah, I think they're going to start using license plates made out of wood if the shortage continues.
License plates made of wood?
Yeah, I can just see it now. Every time you knock a pedestrian down, you yell, Timber!
Tell me something, Red. Were the plates expensive?
Well, they charge you according to the weight of your car, you know. It sure was expensive.
Well, how much did your car weigh?
Well, the clerk said it was 3,000 pounds, but I think he had his thumb on the scale.
Oh, you're kidding me again. Your license plates cost you so much according to the worth of your car, don't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what's your car worth?
I don't know, but when I came to the window, the guy handed me my plates and $2.
I had a $2 upper plate once. Had 400 teeth in it.
You had an upper plate with 400 teeth in it?
Yeah, every time I smiled, it looked like I was going to fire a machine gun.
Oh, now come, Mouse Feathers.
Hiya, Red.
Oh, hello, Harriet. Say, what was the idea of getting New Jersey plates?
Well, Jersey's colors were the only ones that blended with my car's upholstery.
Oh, fine.
Oh, but, Red, I had a terrible experience at the license bureau.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I got in the wrong line. And when I got to the desk, some man in uniform without even looking up said, okay, buddy, take off your shirt.
I took off my shirt once.
What happened, Ozzy?
I was hissed out of the YMCA gym.
Say, Harriet, you know, there's something I'd like to ask you about, Ozzy.
Yes, what is it?
That's what I'd like to know.
Well, anyway, Red, I'm glad that the ordeal of getting license plates is over.
Yeah, you know, I had a terrible time filling out my application blank, too. When they asked me what my color was, I put down red.
You put down red as your color? Why?
Well, when I reached for my money, I discovered I was wearing my mother's shorts.
Slack.
If we could only do it that way.
Red, you know, an awful lot of people had trouble answering the questions.
Yeah.
Especially the fellow in front of me. He was a regular California driver.
What do you mean?
Well, when they asked him what kind of a car he was driving, he said, badly bent. Some of these people here really drive like crazy, don't they?
Yeah. Say, you remember those little signs they used to have on the back of your car that said, if you can read this, you're too darn close?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they got new signs now that says, if you can read this, you're dead.
Oh, Red, do you really think that California drivers are that reckless?
Well, on the way home the other day from the License Bureau, I got caught in a traffic jam, and to avoid an accident, I drove between two trolleys.
You went between two trolleys?
Yes, Truman. Do you know anybody that wants to buy a tall, thin Buick?
It was New Year's Eve, and we were all a-sitting round the fire, when our genial host said, let's each drink a toast to some person we admire. Some were clever, and some were dull, and some were just plain dumb. And when it came my turn, I said a toast to my old chum. He borrows all my newest shirts and wears my sharpest ties. He even lends my car out to a dozen other guys. If I should try to get a ride, I get the well-known thumb from my old chum. I try to get a night of rest, I even lock the door, but he brings in a party that swings out till 3 or 4, who winds up sleeping in my bed while I sleep on the floor. My old chum. We make a blind date with a couple of girls to dine at some fancy-priced grill. I always wind up with the homely one, and of course, we have to let her pay the bill. I thought I'd found the one girl who could never be surpassed. I even got to thinking, this is real romance at last. And then I found she'd run away with just another bum. My old chum.
She wears my finest evening gowns, gets runners in my hose, and uses my pet powder puff to dull her shiny nose. My mail is opened by mistake, but she knows who it's from. My old chum. She broadcasts all my secrets, but to everyone in town, and splashes in my fine perfume. It really gets me down. She beats me to the kitchen, and she leaves me not a crumb. That's my old chum. She tells me she simply adores my new hat. She says, my dear, it's too, too divine. Then says to all my friends, is she kidding with that? But after all, what can you expect for $1.49? I was reading the Sunday paper, looking at the social page. It said Lord Somebody was in town and was all the social rage. And standing right next to my lord and standing well upstage was my old chum.
That was Harriet and Ozzy singing Ozzy's own special song, My Old Chum. And speaking of old chums, how are you tonight, wonderful?
Okay, Mr. Stilton.
How are things down on Central Avenue?
Well, okay, except we had a little spell of mist.
Mist?
Knee-deep.
Oh. You mean it's raining in California?
And how? The other night I set a mouse trap and caught a herring.
Say, wonderful, I understand you own your own nightclub now.
That's right, Mr. Skelton, I do. And I bought the nightclub from another man. And it's now called the Club Bomb Shelter.
Yeah, what was it called before?
The Club Sewer.
Say, well, tell me, how many tables in the place?
We got 3 tables.
Oh, just 3 tables. Well, how many people can you accommodate?
About 500, if they're friendly.
Say, have you got a good orchestra at the place?
Yeah, we got 3 pieces. A piano, drum, and a fellow with the hiccups.
fellow with the hiccups, what's he for?
He comes in handy when they play a rumba. Yeah, I got wonderful drinks at my nightclub. Yeah. We feature a drink called the No Left Turn.
The No Left Turn. Well, is it a strong drink?
Strong? Last night, a pink elephant took two drinks and saw pink Japs.
Well, look, I thought you were running a very orderly nightclub.
That's right. We only allow 25 zombies to a customer. Not only that, we serve dollar drinks for 4 bits.
Well, you mean a dollar drinks for only 50 cents? Well, how can you make any money?
Well, I hire a fan dancer.
Yeah.
And if she insists on dancing in a costume,
yeah,
I make her pay a cover charge.
Oh, say, that's a good idea. Very good idea, one.
Yeah, then I get a hot band. Mm-hmm. They knock themselves out.
Yeah.
And the jitterbugs start dancing and sweat blood.
Sweat blood, huh?
I take it and sell it to the hospitals for transfusion.
Oh.
Then I do a little government work.
What do you mean you do a little government work?
Well, long about midnight, the place is so full of smoke, we have to use fog lights on the dance floor.
No kidding. Well, where does the government tie in?
Well, by then, the place is so full of smoke and stuff, at midnight, we vacuum all of the air out.
Yeah.
And bottle it up. And when we get enough of it, we're going to throw it at the Nazis.
Say, how did you start the new year, Red?
Oh, I had nothing to do with it. I just woke up and there it was. Say, you notice this year we didn't have a very noisy celebration. So what do you say? Let's look in on a West Coast city and see what happened. Two policemen meet on the street. Hello there, Officer Nelson.
Hi, Officer Skelton. Sure is quiet this New Year's Eve, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so quiet you can hear a pinball machine drop.
Yeah, this is the first year the chief didn't send cops out in pairs.
Yeah.
Tell me, why did he always send the boys out in pairs on New Year's Eve?
I don't know. I guess it's so they could hold each other up. Say, did you see that window shade up on Vine Street? That beautiful blonde walking around in a kimono? Did you see her?
No.
Pretty, wasn't she?
Well, only a couple of seconds till the new year.
Yeah.
Gee, it's quiet.
Yeah, that special clock that the mayor installed should be striking 12 by now.
Times 12. Happy New Year.
Well, I'll see you later, Officer Skelton.
Okay. Gee, it's really quiet tonight, isn't it? Uh-oh. There goes somebody. I'll follow him. Uh-oh, he's looking back. No, he's going on now. Uh-oh, he ducked into a hallway. Don't! Well, you scared me to death.
Look, Chief, I ain't done nothing. But if you're going to arrest me, go ahead and lock me up.
I can't lock you up if you didn't do nothing.
Then why are you following me?
I'm lonesome. We have a young couple who start out on New Year Eve, and they don't know where they're going, and they never get there. Now they're walking down the street with their mouths open. So, Harriet, you be Bim, and I'll be Bo.
Gee, this come New Year's Eve, ain't it?
Yeah, look, everybody is so happy. Look at that guy over there. Happy New Year's, buddy.
Ah, shut up.
Yeah.
Hey, you gonna let him tell you shut up?
I sure am. I think them shoulders are real. Well, here we are on Sunset Boulevard. What do you say? Let's cross to the other side, huh?
Okay.
I think maybe we better stay on this side.
Oh, gosh, a lot of people are pushing and shoving.
Yeah. Hey, Bob. Get your head out of my pocket, Bob.
What's the matter with you? I'm cold.
Well, put your hand in somebody else's pocket.
Are you trying to run my business?
Hey, maybe we shouldn't have stayed at home, huh?
Yeah, I can just picture us now, sitting on the sofa, necking.
Yeah, just you and me.
Yeah, and your kid brother on me lap. Say, what does he usually do on New Year's Eve?
Well, he's got a new hobby now. He steals tires.
Yeah. Hey, he's a cute kid. Does he know Junior?
Huh? What do you think taught him? We're going to have some fun tonight. Yeah. How about going in this place, huh?
Well, wait a minute. This is the most expensive place in town. It's the Café de la Paix de la Poule.
Oh, gee, is it really an expensive place?
Sure is. They won't even let you in there unless you got on mink underwear. And boy, does that tickle. Come on, Chris, go home.
No, we're going in here.
Well, they don't let everybody in this joint, you know. But we try. Come on. Let's go through the revolving doors.
Okay.
What do you say we go home? I don't need a drink now.
Gee, this is a swanky place.
Yeah.
Here comes the head waiter.
Yeah, good evening there, Mr. Head Waiter.
What bus did you get off?
We didn't get off a bus. We're just in from the country.
Does the Immigration Service know about this?
Listen. We'd like to get a table for two.
Two what?
Yeah. We want a table for us. You know, a table. A thing made out of wood.
Oh, of course. How silly of me. You're termites, aren't you?
Yeah. Boy, I've never been so insulted in all my life. Come on, dear. Let's get out of here. Gee, boy, what a New Year's. Do you suppose we'll get insulted every place we go?
Yeah, fix your hat. It's crooked.
No, it ain't. My face slants.
Oh, look. Here's a nice place.
Are you kidding? This place is more expensive than the other joint.
I know, but they got a fan dancer in here.
Yeah. Well, hurry, dear. We don't want to miss anything, do I?
Look, here comes the head waiter.
Yeah, there's the head waiter.
Good evening. How many in your party?
There's just two of us. Have you got a table for two?
Yes, that'll be $8.45.
Yeah. Wait a minute, we just came in.
I know, but I charge 50 cents a word to speak to anyone.
Oh. Well, what's the 40 cents for?
Punctuation.
Okay, hey, fancy pants. What's the price of a table?
Huh? I don't know, mister. We get them wholesale.
No. I mean, what's the cover charge?
Yes. Well, it's according to your location. $25 for ringside.
Yeah.
$13 for the next row. And the booths are $10 each.
Well, here's a buck and a half and some chewing gum. Paste this on the wall somewhere.
Get out, you cheapskate.
Yeah,
outside.
Don't shove me.
Get
Come
out.
On, put your shove in.
You ever come back here again, I'll punch you in the nose. Do you hear me? I'll punch you in the nose.
I'd like to see you do it. Then we have Clem, the boy from the country. He's on his way to see his girl, Daisy June, to celebrate the New Year.
Well, here I am again. I'm on my way to see Daisy June. Let all your acquaintance be forgot. In the days of old Lang Syne, I'm going to forget my finance man, cause he's an acquaintance of mine. Do, 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 do. Gee, I got a frog in my throat. I think he's been drinking, too. Well, here's Daisy June's house. I'll go up and rap on the door. Hello, Daisy June.
But who are you?
It's me, Clem. I washed.
Recognize you. Come on in, Clem. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
Gee, Clem, your shirt's clean.
Yeah, I stayed up all night erasing it.
Well, why don't you send it to the laundry?
Well, I send everything else to the laundry, but they put too much starch in everything.
Well, won't you sit down?
Yeah, I'd like to sit down. No, I can't make it. Too much starch.
Clem, 1942 will soon be here.
Yeah, and I'll be a year older and you'll still be 21. Hey, you know, Daisy June, I was born on New Year's Eve.
You were, Clem?
Yep, I was a bottle baby.
Well, it sure is nice being here with you on Christmas, on New Year's Eve.
Yep, it was nice Christmas, yeah, too.
Tell me something, Clem.
What?
Will you always be my Tootsie Boy?
Yeah, if you'll always be my Clabber Girl.
Say, Clem.
What?
Have you got a jug there?
Yep, you can never tell when you're going to get bit by a snake bite.
Well, I hope that isn't hard cider. Hard cider always makes me want a neck.
Yeah.
What kind is it?
Oh, wouldn't you like to?
Now, Clem, don't you go drinking any of that stuff.
Why?
Because every time you do, you start chasing me around the room.
Well. You better put your roller skates on.
Now, Clem.
Oh, I'll see who that is. What's you knocking for?
I ain't knocking. I'm kicking the mud off my socks.
Well, Daisy June, look who's here.
Well, well, it's Reginald Demijohn.
Yeah, in the flesh. What's left of it.
Happy New Year, Daisy June. Here's something I brung you.
Oh, and they're just beautiful. Such long stems. Too bad there ain't any flowers on the end of them.
Are you waiting for the new year?
Yeah, and you'd better go. With you around, 1942 may refuse to come in.
Don't you like me, Clem?
No.
Now look, if I can't stay here, where can I go?
Well, if I tell you, you won't need that overcoat.
Clem, what you got in the jug?
It's homemade cider, and don't start smacking your lips either.
Smell is awful good.
Yeah, with your nose, anything would smell good.
Clem, give me a little snort.
Hmm?
I said give me a little snort.
Okay.
Now, come on, Clem. It's New Year's Eve. Give him a swig.
No.
Yeah, now, wait now. Look here, I'll just catch it. Catch my tongue to it.
Okay, but just touch your tongue to it, all.
All right, here you go now.
All right, Reggie, that's enough. There's others here, you know. Boy, what a long tongue that guy's got.
All that stuff's got no kick in it. You could drink it just like water.
Oh, yeah, you just wait till it settles.
Uh-oh.
Right through the window. He's flying through the air. He's flying towards Glendale. How'll we get him down?
Oh, don't worry. I'll get him down. Hello, operator. Give me the Glendale anti-aircraft battery.
Someone bringing the new year in.
Oh, yeah, the lady and her little boy. They're getting ready for the new year. She wants him to take off his clothes and be the new year, but he wants to go to bed. So, Harriet, you be my mother and I'll be the little boy. Mommy.
What is it, Junior?
What are them people doing in the living room?
They're waiting for the New Year, dear.
Oh, boy, New Year Eve. Liquor and women.
What are you saying?
New Year's Eve, lemonade and my Superman book. Hey, Mummy, I bet I know what they're doing in there.
Yes, darling, you're so innocent about those things, aren't you?
Yes, Mummy, I am. Right your head. But innocent or not, even from here, I can tell they're getting stiff.
Junior, they will have a little glass later, but now they're just waiting for the New Year.
Yeah. Pop been waiting ever since last January. Hey, look, I had gone back to sleep. Oh, it died.
Now, no, I want you to fix up so you can be the New Year.
No, I want to go to bed with my teddy bear. It's getting cold.
Well, you can't.
Mommy, where's my mommy doll you bought me for Christmas?
Mama doll?
Yeah. You know, the one that you pour water in its mouth and it goes, Mama.
Now, that belongs to your sister. You're too big to play with dolls.
Am I too big to play with dolls?
Yes. Aren't you?
I could answer that, but it would only lead to bloodshed. When I go to bed, I am sleepy.
Well, you can't go to bed.
You let me go to bed or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used to be an air raid warden on a gambling ship.
Junior, that's not true. I'll give you odds it ain't true.
You see? I want to go to bed, Mommy. I totally
now, enough of this foolishness. You put this on.
Gee, the guy that bought this handkerchief must have had an awful big nose.
That's no handkerchief, Junior. That's a diaper, remember?
Yes, I remember, and I ain't gonna wear it either.
Now, you do as I say.
I
put
it on. I'm not gonna dress up like that, not in mixed company. Boy, you ain't gonna wrap me up in a napkin like a hot wool.
Oh, Junior, come here. Let me pin up the back of your diaper.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you stuck me with a pin. Oh, you stabbed me. You stabbed me. I will get locked, y'all.
Junior, that pin is still closed. What you feel is the pin on your skin.
Oh, you Sure it's cold, ain't it, Mom? I want to go to bed.
Be quiet. Any other time, you'd want to stay up.
No.
Now, hold still.
No,
you're going to be the New Year.
Oh, I want to be stubborn.
So put this big safety pin in your little pants.
No, die.
All right. Now, we'll put this big 1942 sign right across your chest.
Yeah, that'll look funny,
and
don't...
now, here's Pop's high silk hat.
Okay, let me put it on. Hey, Mommy, you're dark in here. Hey, the hat is too big, Mommy.
Junior, you deliberately pulled that hat down over your eyes.
No, I didn't, Mommy. Honest, I didn't. Me head is just a old widow. I think I would look better in a Dixie cup.
Well, you're all set now.
Okay.
I've got to take some refreshments into the guests.
Okay.
So you be a good boy, huh?
I will, Mommy. Say, Mommy, is Pop Bort here?
Yes, he's over there. See him?
Gee, what happened? Was his hair grafted?
No, he lost it.
I thought I saw something prowling around under the kitchen sink.
And that's the boss's wife over there, Junior, next to him.
Yeah.
What do you think of her?
She looked like an unconfirmed report, don't she?
Well, I'm going to see if everybody's all right now. Now, you keep out of the kitchen, you hear me?
Okay. Well, I ate all alone. I think I will take a little walk into the kitchen. Look at the ice bar. I will open it up. Look at all of that lovely food. Look at that big plate of fried chicken. If I do, I did a whipping. I do it. I will creep into the icebox and get that chicken. Well, here I is inside the icebox. Uh-oh, the door closed. I'm locked in the icebox. How about that? That little light does go out.
Junior, where are you?
Oh, well, I'll just get some ice cubes while I'm here. Junior, what are you doing in the icebox?
You scared me too. Don't yell at me.
Do you want to catch cold? Now you get out of there.
Oh, Mommy, I had chilled to the bone.
Well, put your hat on.
Yeah.
Oh, Junior, at times I wish your father had been drafted.
Yeah. Ah, came on, Mummy. Mummy ad-lib. Came on, Mummy. Mummy, I get frozen stiff. Look at my fingers. I can't even move it.
That's not your finger. That's a piece of celery.
Yeah. Boy, I ate awful cold, Mom. Maybe you better give me a little nip of brandy, huh?
Junior, you know we don't have anything like that in the house.
What's going on in the living room? The Boston Tea Party? What is they drinking?
Now, let's not get nosy, bub. And if you must know what they're drinking, it's milk.
You do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, come on, it's midnight. Just run in and say, Happy New Year, and then you can go right to bed. Okay. Right, Junior?
All right. I will do it. Happy New Year, everybody. Hey, Mummy, that must have been warm milk they're drinking. Everybody to sleep.
Red Skelton, with Oz and Elson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley, will all be back at the same time next Tuesday. We hope you'll all be listening. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.